Well, that's the international economic system in a very quick nutshell. What about the international political system based on the UN Charter? Now, that one we can go through very, we can be brief. The fundamental principle of the United Nations Charter is a flat prohibition against the threat or use of force in international affairs. Sole exception is either self-defense if somebody attacks you until the Security Council acts, or else when authorized by the Security Council. Well, we've just been through a dramatic illustration of how, of the status of this principle, namely the Iraq crisis. There was a good deal of discussion of what measures the United States should take. Should it do this, should it do that, should it do the other thing? But I couldn't find any discussion of, at all of the idea that maybe we should live up to what is technically the supreme law of the land under the Constitution, namely the United Nations Charter, which bars the United States from doing anything except on the specific authorization of the Security Council. That wasn't even an option. So that's not considered. In fact, if you read Secretary of State Albright's statements and others, President Clinton and the rest, they simply said, we will act as we determine appropriate in judgment of our so-called national interest. If we decide that we will use force or threaten force, nobody's going to change that because we regard ourselves as a rogue state, which is free from any international obligations, and certainly the any conditions imposed by the UN Charter. Well, that's dead, the Charter's words, thanks to the actions of the most powerful states, and there's nothing new about this. More than 10 years ago, back in 1986, the United States even went so far as to veto a Security Council resolution which called on all states to observe international law, mentioning no one in particular, but everyone knew who they meant. It was an oblique reference to the fact that the World Court had just determined that the United States was guilty of what the court called unlawful use of force, a polite way of referring to aggression in its terrorist war against Nicaragua. And of course, the U.S. rejected the judgment of the court with complete contempt, as did intellectual opinion, but then it went to the Security Council where the U.S. vetoed a resolution calling on states to observe international law, and it then proceeded to veto several General Assembly resolutions with the same, you can't technically veto the General Assembly resolution, but when the U.S. votes against it, if the vote is, let's say, 150-1, as it often is, the resolution is essentially vetoed. So this is old. The political international political system is basically weapons that you can use against the weak.